92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
The anti-mask people have been coming up with all kinds of excuses for not wearing them, and some of them are just astonishingly stupid. I love the people who scream so loud that they can't breathe while they have a mask on. Well, if you can scream loud and complain about it, you can wear a mask. But one of the more popular arguments lately is that you can smell a fart through a mask. So how can a mask possibly protect you from the coronavirus? There's a lot to unpack here. I'm going to try to explain it to you like you're 8 years old, because it seems like that's what it takes with some people. A cloth mask's primary job is to block moisture droplets that come from your mouth and your nose and catch them in the mask so they don't wander around in the air and infect other people. Yes? Okay. So there's several layers of fabric with very small holes that do allow air to pass through. Not enough you can blow out a candle, but enough that you're not going to suffocate. Okay? So these moist droplets that you exhale with the virus attached to them are actually quite large. Large compared to the size of a fart particle. Can't believe I just said that on the radio. Which are, in fact, incredibly small. 35,000% smaller than the virus molecule. So that's why the smell of a fart can pass through a mask, but it will not let you exhale and infect other people around you if you have the virus. And that's why wearing a mask is important. So anyone who's whining about not wearing a mask because you can smell a fart through it, they're an idiot, and they need to get a mask on quickly.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.